Welcome back to another edition of the Speculation Sports Podcast with your host, Brandon C. You can follow me on Twitter at BrandonCee, at Brandon C. This podcast was formerly known as The Sports Beat with Brandon C. In this edition, I'm going to do a mock draft of all 32 picks. I think you guys are going to like it. I got some surprises in there. Also, I got some breaking news that we're going to talk about a little later. Just happened today. I'm going to talk some Antonio Brown, D Ford. I'm going to have some after the mock draft. I'm going to have Derek Carr talk a little bit about him, Nick Foles, and Case Keenum. Okay, so let's get right to it. The Arizona Cardinals will pick Kyler Murray, quarterback, from Oklahoma. All reports are is that their new head coach, Cliff Kingsbury, really likes Kyler Murray, and he feels he'll fit in his system perfectly. It's almost a done deal. Anyway, let's move on. Raiders, number two, Raiders, 49ers. I got a trade going down, the first trade of the draft. So listen, the Niners got the second pick. They're going to be able to pick whoever they want after Kyler Murray. So I got the 49ers trading with the Raiders. Some people say, why would the 49ers trade with the Raiders? Why would the Raiders want the number two overall pick? Well, it's pretty simple. If John Lynch and John Gruden talk to each other during the draft after the first pick, and John Lynch says, hey, listen, Gruden, the Giants just called. They're willing to give us this and that and this second pick. They're willing to give us their third pick for Dwayne Haskins. They're going to get Dwayne Haskins. What are you going to offer us? If you really like Dwayne Haskins, what are you going to offer us? So I think the Raiders are high on Dwayne Haskins. The reports came out that John Gruden really likes Kyler Murray and is considering taking him with the fourth pick, or will trade up and select him with the first pick. Now, I believe John Gruden's a smart man. Why would John Gruden and his GM, Mike Mayock, why would they let it out that they really like Kyler Murray? John Gruden's been coaching he coached in the NFL for a long time with the Raiders, with the Buccaneers. He left. He went into the broadcast. He knows how this thing works. He knows that if he says anything, it's going to make it out. All the other teams are going to learn about it. So there's no way that John Gruden, in my opinion, is high on Kyler Murray. I think it's a smokescreen so that he'll be able to draft Dwayne Haskins at number four. But I don't think the Niners would trade down to number six with the Giants. But I think the Raiders sure will, especially if they think they're getting their future franchise quarterback. So with the second pick, I have the Raiders trading with the 49ers and selecting Dwayne Haskins. Number three, the Jets. I got them going offensive tackle, Jawan Taylor from Florida. People are thinking, you know, it's too high in this draft for an offensive tackle because there's no one worthy of a top 10, top 5 pick. Well, the Jets don't really have the privilege of sitting around and waiting, because if the Jets, say the Jets go with the third overall pick and they select Nick Bosa or Josh Allen, well, just a couple picks later, the Buccaneers need offensive help. They got a new head coach, Bruce Arians. They got a pretty solid defense, the Buccaneers. So if the Jets don't select the best offensive tackle in this draft, he's going to be gone at pick five. The Jets drafted Sam Darnold last year in the first round. So they need to help him and get him some protection on that offensive line. So I do not think it's a reach. And I think it's the Jets' biggest need is that left tackle. Number four, after the trade with the Raiders, I got the 49ers selecting Josh Allen. So lot of people are going to say, a lot of people think right now the Niners are going to get Nick Bosa. I don't think the 49ers are going to get no Nick Bosa. Nick Bosa missed most, about 70, 75% of the 2018 college football season while he played at Ohio State with the injury. He missed some of 2017 with the injury. The Niners have had tons of injuries. Last year, Jimmy Garoppolo. They had the running back. I can't think of his name right now. Jerick McKinnon. Jerick McKinnon got injured, right? Niners had a ton of injuries. I do not see the Niners drafting Nick Bosa. He went through two college seasons with injuries, and the Niners have been plagued the last couple of years with injuries. There's just no way, in my opinion, that the Niners are going to go Nick Bosa. A lot of people are going to disagree with me, but I think they take Josh Allen. Josh Allen, to me, he reminds me of Khalil Mack. He probably his best position would be the 3-4 outside linebacker. But of course, if the Niners got him, they're going to play him as a defensive end in their Leo spot. He's going to rush the passer. He's going to hold up the edge against the run, and I think he will excel at it. I think his comparison in the NFL is Khalil Mack. It'll be a great pick. I sure hope that they go Josh Allen. Okay, so at number five, we have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I have them selecting Devin White, linebacker, LSU. With the top offensive tackle gone in the draft, I think that the Buccaneers will go linebacker, and they'll pair him with linebacker Lavonte David. The Buccaneers' defense is pretty good. They got a solid offensive line. I'm sorry, they got a solid defensive line. And last year they drafted the defensive tackle from Washington, Vita Vey. So I don't think they're going to go. I think another need, they could go Quinnen Williams, the defensive tackle from Alabama. But I don't think they will because they went defensive tackle last year. So, I mean, you wouldn't want to go defensive tackle back to back. The pairing between Vita Vey and Quinnen Williams might be spectacular because Vita Vey could play more of the nose tackle technique. And, Quinnen Williams can be more of the Warren Sapp type of player, where he's one gapping and rushing the quarterback. But I think if you get Devin White, you pair him with Lavonte David, you're going to have a defense, an elite defense that can play with anyone. And now Bruce Arians, the new head coach, he's not going to have to score 35 points every game to win. He can build with Jameis Winston, build that offense, score 14, 17, 20 points a game, and hope that he wins. I think the Buccaneers do need a quarterback, and they will draft a quarterback, but I think that quarterback will come in like in the second, third round. Number six, the Giants. So the Giants desperately need a right tackle. So, of course, there's going to be naysayers that say, you don't want to get a right tackle. You want to get Nick Bosa still around. You want to get him. But listen, they need a right tackle. They need protection for whoever their quarterback's going to be, whether it's Eli Manning or a rookie or someone they acquire in a trade. So I have them going right tackle, Jonah Williams, Alabama. I think if Dwayne Haskins is there, they're going to select him. But like I said, I think the Raiders are high on Dwayne Haskins, so I think he'll be gone. So they're going to have to get their second best player on the board, the Giants, and I think that's Jonah Williams. They could also go Nick Bosa here, but Saquon Barkley, you got Odell Beckham, whatever quarterback you got, they're going to need protection. The Giants need help on that offensive line. I got them picking Jonah Williams a little higher than some other people think, but I think it'll happen. You got to protect that quarterback or you have no chance of winning. We see a lot of games in the NFL where the offensive line is real sketchy. They're not protecting the quarterback like they should, and the games are just horrendous. You can't win, you can't even compete if your offensive line is in shambles. Number seven, the Jaguars, I got them going TJ Hawkinson, tight end, Iowa. So the word is Nick Foles is on his way to Jacksonville. He's going to sign with them on March 13th, when the free agency, the new league year begins, he's going to sign with Jacksonville. So what better way to help out Nick Foles than to get him a tight end, a quarterback's best friend? In Philly, Zach Ertz was Foles' top target. So I think they go Foles. They can go defense. They can go Nick Bosa. They could go Quinnen Williams. But they're going to get, I think, some other options for them. At number seven is Montez Sweat, the defensive end from Mississippi State. And I think they could go Quinnen Williams. He'd be a solid upgrade to help them on that defensive line. They just released one of their starters a couple days ago. They could also go DK Metcalf. My last mock draft, I had the Jaguars selecting DK Metcalf. But I think they'll go TJ Hockenson, tight end, especially with Nick Foles' past working with Zach Ertz from the Eagles. It'd be a great pick for the Jaguars to get the best tight end in the 2019 draft. Okay, so number eight, I got probably the steal of the draft. A lot of people would say the Lions selecting defensive end Nick Bosa, Ohio State. He's arguably the best defender in the league. He's the most pro-ready prospect in this draft. His ceiling, I mean, I think his ceiling is Joey Bosa, which if you're getting Joey Bosa, I don't think you take him in the top 10. I mean, Joey Bosa's great. He's a great player, but he's not the best defensive end. He's not the best rusher on the Chargers. So I got the Lions selecting Nick Bosa, Ohio State. I think if TJ Hockenson was there, the tight end, I think in 2018, the Lions tried to acquire Gronkowski in a trade with the Patriots, but Gronkowski said if he were to go anywhere else, he would retire. So I think they could go Hockenson if he's available. But in this draft, this mock draft, I don't think he'll be available. Number nine, moving on to the Bills, Quinnen Williams at number nine. With defensive minus Sean McDermott, I think if Quinnen Williams is there, there's no doubt that he would take him. I think the Bills also, they were in the hunt for Antonio Brown. So they need a wide receiver. They need big-time offensive playmakers. But if Quinnen Williams is there, I don't think there's no way they pass on him. Quinnen Williams to the Bills at number nine. Number 10, the Broncos. They recently hired head coach Vic Fangio, the career defensive coordinator. I think that they have a plan in place. They they just traded for Joe Flacco as well. I think they have a plan, and their plan is going to be play great defense with Von Miller and Bradley Chubb and throw the ball deep with Joe Flacco and run the ball, throw deep, play great defense. So at number 10, I got the Broncos selecting LSU cornerback Greedy Williams. I think it'll be a great pick. It'll throw their defense to near elite status. All they got to do is score a few points. Number 11, the Bengals. I got them selecting the best pass blocking tight end in this draft, Andre Dillard. The Bengals could also go quarterback. They could go a number of ways. They have a bunch of holes in their roster. But I think you go left tackle. You bring that guy in, and he anchors your offense. And it's a great way to start rebuilding your offense, your team, your team's roster. Pick 12, the Green Bay Packers. I think the Packers can make some moves in this draft. They can move up. They can move down. They got two picks in the first round. They have picks 12 and 30. I expect them to move around, so they might not have pick 12 when on draft day. But I have them going with wide receiver DK Metcalf, Ole Miss. Boom. There you go. Just imagine DK Metcalf going deep Aaron Rodgers just throwing it up to him, seeing what happens. I think it'll be a great addition. They have Devontae Adams. He could be their possession wide receiver. DK Metcalf can be their deep threat. DK Metcalf, I think also he could play. I don't understand why he wouldn't be able to play tight end. Why can't he play outside the line, play on the outside of the offensive line as a tight end? He can run block, he can block linebackers, he can block safeties. I think he'd be a great tool. You could play him in there. You could have him on play action. You could have him pretend that he's gonna block a linebacker, block a safety, and then just have him go deep, have Aaron Rodgers sprint out, have him roll out, and just throw it deep. I think it'd be a great marriage. DK Metcalf, I think the Packers will be wise to select him. I kind of don't want the Packers to get him because I can't imagine DK Metcalf and Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams. That'd be a formidable foe for the rest of the NFL, but that'd be a great pick. Number 13, I got the Combine Warrior, the Combine Great, Montez Sweat. He ran a 4.41 at the Combine, 4.42, whatever they have it. He might possibly be the best defensive prospect in the draft. I did some scouting on my own on him. I watched a bunch of games from the 2018 season, and he got some motor. He's moving all game. There's some character concerns with him, some issues. I'm not quite sure. I haven't really found out what exactly it is, but there's some kind of issues with him, but off the field. But on the field, to me, he did an interview at the Senior Bowl, and he seemed really mature for his age. He got a high motor. He's really fast. He's quick. He doesn't stop running. What I saw on tape of him is he doesn't always play with the elite burst off the line. He's not always the first one to get off the line, but once he does, he's quick, he's fast, he plays with his arms, he plays with the strength. He doesn't really play with his speed. But I think he can be taught that. He don't play off the edge. He plays more of a power, as a power defensive end. He wants to push the offensive tackle out the way on his way to the quarterback. I think he can develop some moves and techniques that'll help him become a better defensive end in the NFL. He holds up very well on the edge against run plays. I think he'd be a good pick for the Dolphins. The Dolphins could get him there. They could also go quarterback, but they could also go wide receiver. They could go a bunch of different directions. But I think you get Montez Sweat. You let him come in, learn on the fly, let him be your centerpiece for years to come. They released Oliver Vernon. I'm sorry, they traded Oliver Vernon to the Giants. So they have a need at that defensive end position. Number 14, the Falcons. I got them going Ed Oliver, defensive tackle, defensive end from Houston. Atlanta, they can score points. Julio Jones, Matt Ryan. They can score points. What they need is they need help on that defensive side of the ball. They can score points, but they let other teams score a bunch of points on them. So I got them going Ed Oliver. They need help at that defensive tackle spot. They need help at the defensive end spot. They need help at cornerback and at linebacker. But I figure if they go Ed Oliver can play defensive tackle on base downs, and then he can slide outside and be a defensive end on passing downs. I think that'd be great. They'll fill two positions with one pick. Number 15, the Redskins. They just acquired a quarterback, Case Keenum from the Broncos. I think they're not looking for a quarterback. They're gonna go Case Keenum. So I think they need help on that offensive line. I think they go guard Garrett Bradbury, North Carolina State. They could go wide receiver, but what good does a wide receiver do if the quarterback's getting sacked? If he doesn't have any time to throw the ball, what good does a wide receiver do? What good does a running back do? What good does a cornerback do? If the offense is going three and out and the quarterback has no time, Case Keenum has no time back there, you can't run the ball. You're not going to get nothing done. So I got them going guard, the best guard in the draft, Garrett Bradbury. Okay, let's run through these real quick. At number 16, I got the Panthers selecting wide receiver AJ Brown from Ole Miss. I think he'll be a great pairing. They need help on the offensive side of the ball. Their defense with their head coach, Ron Rivera, will be solid. They'll always be solid, but they need help. They need explosive players on the offensive side of the ball. The Browns, number 17, I got them going Marquise Brown, wide receiver, Oklahoma. He played with their quarterback that the Browns have now. His name, I can't believe his name is escaping me. Anyway, he played at Oklahoma. I think it'd be a great pairing. He has a foot injury. He might not be ready for training camp, but eventually he'll get in there. He'll be his old self. They'll get him in, make sure he's healthy. The Browns will be good. The Browns have a lot of talent. I think they can afford to wait till week six, week eight for Marquise Brown to be completely healthy. At number 18, I got the Vikings going Cody Ford, offensive lineman. I'm not going to call him offensive tackle. A lot of people call him offensive tackle. He said in his combine meetings that he'll play wherever they put him. The Vikings need help on that offensive line, and I think Cody Ford, offensive lineman, Oklahoma, will fit their void. And if he doesn't work out as a left tackle, he don't work out as a right tackle, they could always move him to guard. So they'll have a solid centerpiece to help them going forward. I'm running through these picks so quick. Let me get a quick minute to run and get something to drink. Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in again to the Speculation Sports Podcast with Brandon C. Once again, you can follow me on Twitter at Brandon C. That's BrandonCee. Moving on to number 19, pick 19, Tennessee Titans. What are they going to do? They're a fringe playoff team. They got a hard-nosed head coach, hard-nosed team. So I got the Titans going Clelin Ferrell, defensive end, Clemson. I think he fits their mold. He fits one of their needs. On my notes here, I got the Titans need a cornerback. They need a pass rusher. They need a defensive end, wide receiver, interior offensive lineman, tight end, safety, and they need a quarterback just in case Marcus doesn't work out in 2019. So I think they'll go Clelin Ferrell, defensive end, Clemson, number 20. So we got the Steelers at 20. They're going to lose Antonio Brown, presumably. I got them going wide receiver, Paris Campbell, Ohio State. So he can fill the wide receiver void that they have now. He can fit in with Smith-Schuster, Juju Smith-Schuster, one of the best names in sports. He can fill in. He can play opposite him. He can play slot. He can play. They also lost, are losing their running back, Le'Veon Bell. Paris Campbell, he can also double as a running back, a slot receiver. Anywhere on the offensive side that you want him to go, he can play. Paris Campbell to the Steelers. I think that'd be a great pick. Okay, this one's a no-brainer. Seahawks. I think if this guy gets down to the Seahawks, you might know who I'm talking about by now, which player. But it seems like a no-brainer to me. I've watched a lot of Seahawks games over the years. Their defensive line is always stout. Always stout. Bobby Wagner, their middle linebacker, he's tough. He's probably, arguably, the best middle linebacker in the game. So I think they hit a refresh button. They could use some pieces on offense. They can go offensive tackle. They can go cornerback. They could go outside linebacker, safety, guard, tight end. But I think none of them will fill the void as much as this guy will. Rashawn Gary, the workout warrior from the combine, defensive lineman, Michigan. Just like Ed Oliver, I think on passing, on running downs, base downs, he could play defensive tackle. And then on passing downs, passing situations, you can move him out to the outside. He could play D end. Number 22, the Ravens. I have them selecting tight end Faint from Iowa. The Ravens, they got to get Lamar Jackson some help. Maybe they can go wide receiver here. But I think they'll go Noah Fant. You know, a tight end, as they say, as the word is a quarterback's best friend. I think it'll work out well. They got to get Lamar Jackson. They got to get that offense some help. They're a playoff team. They made, but their offense with Lamar Jackson was just putrid. They were just horrible. They couldn't do nothing. They need some weapons on that offensive side of the ball. So I think they go tight end. Once again, they can go wide receiver. But I think their best option is the tight end. Texans, we all know the Texans need offensive line help. No matter what, they got to go offensive line. It could be a reach, but hey, when you need help, I'm starting to believe that need outweighs best player. I mean, 50%, most of these guys don't make it in the NFL long term. These guys don't turn into the superstars that everyone predicts them to be. So why not go need, and then you give that guy all the help he needs so that he can strive and he can be the best player he can be. Just go with your biggest need. The Texans' biggest need, the offensive tackle. So I got them going Dalton Risner, K-State. It would be a great pick. Raiders, number 24. So Raiders, I've watched every Raider game for years. And the Raiders' biggest need the last couple years is linebacker. Their linebacking core has been horrible. It's just, depending on who you ask, it's either horrible or very, very bad. It's one or the other. I think it's horrible. So I think the Raiders go Devin Bush. Devin White is going to be a game wrecker, and I think he's a can't-miss prospect. But Devin Bush is – he's Devin White 2.0. I don't think he's going to be as good as Devin White, but I think Devin Bush is going to be solid. He'll help the Raiders shore up that defensive line. They need linebackers. So Raiders, number 24, I got them selecting Devin Bush. I hope they don't trade it and do something dumb. But anyway, number 25. Number 25, we got the Eagles. They have some needs. They're just 1 year from being in the Super Bowl, but they have needs just like everyone else. Running back, cornerback, offensive tackle, defensive end, wide receiver, guard. But hey, their defense this past year was like, in the cornerback position, was like, who's that? They played great. They played great, but I was like, who is that? Who's that corner? I don't even know. I've never even seen that guy before. Who is that? They're pretty solid. So I think they'll go cornerback. DeAndre Baker, University of Georgia, cornerback. It'd be a solid addition, big help to their defense. Number 26, the Colts. They can go a variety of ways. In this mock draft, I'm predicting that they'll go Brian Burns, defensive end, Florida State University. They need someone to attack the passer. They need a pass rusher. They need a defensive end. They also have needs at wide receiver, cornerback, safety, interior offensive line, at tight end, and at linebacker. But I think Brian Burns, he feels a need. He might be the best player, one of the best players on the draft at this point. So I think that'll be a solid pick for the Colts. Raiders, number 27, they're back on the board. You know, the Raiders have some, even after this, picking a quarterback and a linebacker, they still have needs. They have a need at defensive tackle. Even though they drafted a defensive tackle last year, they have a need at wide receiver. They're going to have a need at cornerback. They need a second cornerback. Even though they've re-signed, put the restricted tag on Darryl Worley, they still need another cornerback. They're going to need a safety. They need a running back, and they're going to need a tight end. But, I think the Raiders will go defensive tackle, Christian Wilkins from Clemson. It'd be a solid pick. He'll come in right away. He'll start right. He'll help the Raiders out. Them and their linebacker that they just signed a couple picks prior, Devin Bush, will cause havoc. They'll solidify that interior defense, and they'll be better. They'll be better. I see them later in the draft going wide receiver, going tight end, going cornerback. But I think if they got Devin Bush, and then a couple picks later, they got Christian Wilkins. It'll be a great pick, a great draft for the Oakland Raiders. Number 28, Chargers. I got them selecting offensive tackle Greg Little. It seems like every year they need offensive line help. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's Phillip Rivers, if he's so much of a statue that they just always seem to need offensive line help. Their defense is pretty good. They could use some help on their defense at the cornerback position, free safety spot, but I think they'll go Greg Little, offensive tackle, Mississippi. Phillip Rivers' time is ticking. He's gonna be gone. This might be his last season. Next year might be his last season. So they need help now. Their playoff run is gonna end in a couple years. They probably got one more year on their playoff run and it's over. So offensive tackle, Greg Little, Ole Miss. Chiefs, I got them selecting cornerback DeAndre Baker, Georgia. I'm sorry. My notes are wrong. Let me see. Give me a second. Okay, I'm sorry. My notes were a little wrong. I got them going Byron Murphy, cornerback, Washington. Byron Murphy, his strong suit is zone coverage. And there were a lot of talk that the Chiefs could not get away from zone coverage against the Patriots. That's why they fired their defense coordinator. So I believe they're going to continue playing with Marcus Peters. They're going to continue playing zone coverage. They're going to mix it up, but primarily they'll go zone coverage. And that fits Byron Murphy's skill set. He's a zone coverage. A zone cover wide cornerback. Number 30, the Packers with their second pick of the first round. I got them going. They have a huge need at defensive end. They could have went defensive end on their first pick, but I got them going Jashai Polite, defensive end, Florida. That'll be a solid pick. They go DK Metcalf, wide receiver with their first pick, their second pick, they help out that defensive line and go Jashai Polite. Rams. So the Rams just signed Eric Weddle. And that was a surprise to everyone. Eric Weddle was saying he was going to retire. He ended up signing with the Rams so he can play with a playoff contender. So Weddle fills a huge void that the Rams had at the strong safety spot. So with the 31st pick of the 2019 NFL draft, I think the Rams will go Jalen Ferguson, defensive end, outside linebacker, pass rusher from Louisiana Tech. I had them going safety in my previous mock, but since they got Eric Weddle, they're not going to go safety. And then with the Rams being on the clock, that just made me realize that a few minutes earlier, I said Marcus Peters was still on the Chiefs, but apparently, I mean, obviously that's not true. Marcus Peters plays for the Rams as well as Aqib Talib. My mistake. Sorry if I don't make mistakes. People think I'm just fibbing. So, hey, my mistake. Marcus Peters plays for the Rams. They got torched by Tom Brady and the Patriots. Sorry, Rams fans. Maybe you guys need to get some more cornerbacks in there. 32. Patriots. You know, whoever they take is going to be good no matter what. That's just the laws of the land. Whoever they pick in the first round or whoever they pick, period, is going to be great. Patriots. I got them picking wide receiver N'Keal Harry, Arizona State University. So they'll pick him up. He'll be a great wide receiver with Tom Brady for at least a couple more years. It'll be a solid pick. They can make another run at the playoffs and another championship in 2019. Wide receiver, N'Keal Harry, Arizona State. So I've been running through these picks. Give me a quick minute to get something to drink. So I think this 2019 NFL draft is going to be great. There's not many quarterbacks. There's not many quarterbacks you can take or that are going to be gone in the first round. There's not many running backs. There's not many wide receivers. But it's going to be a very interesting second round. These guys in the second round are going to have a ton of potential. A lot of teams are going to be trying to trade back into the second round, maybe a record number of teams coming into the second round, trading them third, fourth, and fifth round draft picks to get into that second round. I would advise these teams do not trade out of the second round. The second round may be a gold mine. You're going to get a great player. These teams are going to get a great are going to get great players in the second round. This is a very deep draft. Not at the quarterback position, not at the wide receiver position, not at the running back position. O-line is after the top five or six. There's not many, but the defensive side of the ball, defensive tackles, defensive ends, linebackers, is cornerbacks. This draft, safeties especially, this draft is deep. Teams do not trade away your second round pick. You're going to need it, and you're going to be glad you had it. So anyway, that concludes my 2019 mock draft. Hey, thanks for listening. Once again, you can follow me. This ain't over yet, but you can follow me on Twitter at Brandon C. That's BrandonCee. Shoot me a, follow me. I'll follow you back. However it works. Ask me a question. Yell at me. Tell me what you don't like. Anything. Send it on Twitter. Leave a comment on whatever podcast app that you're listening to this on. Leave a comment. If I see it, I'll respond to it. Anyway, that's the mock draft. I got a couple more things I want to go through. Okay, so breaking news that happened today. Carlos Hyde signed with the Chiefs, the former 49er. Sean Lee, linebacker from the Cowboys, he signed a one-year deal to return with the Cowboys for a minimum of 3.5 with incentives to reach him to $7 million. And of course, I mentioned it earlier, Eric Weddle signed a two-year deal with the Rams for with a 10.5 base salary. So $21 million 2-year deal. Also, reports were that Antonio Brown was going to be traded to the Buffalo Bills. He didn't want to go to the Buffalo Bills, so that trade got nixed. Antonio Brown, I'm kind of over it. You're a great player, but the Steelers own your rights. You sign that contract. You have to either play with them or play with whoever they send you to. He should have went to play with the Bills. Anyway, it looks like maybe the Raiders will still be in play. Maybe the Raiders can get him after the Bills are out. All these other teams are out. The Packers are out. Maybe they're saying, you know what, this guy's too much of a headache. He wants a new contract, whatever. Maybe they'll all be out and the Raiders will be like, hey, you guys still got Antonio Brown? We still got this fourth round pick. And then he'll be playing with the Raiders if that happens. But I kind of hope that the Steelers stick to their guns and they say, you know what? You don't want to go to the Bills? Fine. You're going to play with us. If you don't want to play with us, then retire. I kind of hope that they call his bluff and see what happens. But who knows? Maybe the Steelers will take a fourth or fifth rounder. I don't think they will. They got a lot of dead cap, over $20 million of dead cap they got to eat in this season. We'll see what happens. He'd be a great player, but he might be too much of a headache. Case, apparently he's going to be traded to the Redskins on March 13th when the new league year starts, filling a huge void since Alex Smith got hurt for the Redskins. I think that they're still going to draft a quarterback. It's not going to be high in the draft. They're out of the Derek Carr sweepstakes if he is indeed on the trading block. So the Redskins got Case Keenum. It looks like all reports are Nick Foles is going to sign with the Jacksonville Jaguars. There's not many more options. There's not many more teams for him to go to. It's either Jacksonville, the New York Giants, or the Miami Dolphins. Words coming out that he's going to go to Jacksonville. I don't know if it'll work. I'm not really sure if Nick Foles is. I think that he needs a solid team with no headaches. He needs to go to a team that's already solidified as a top team in the NFL, and then he could play quarterback. But with the Jaguars, you don't know what you're going to get with Fournette and with Jalen Ramsey. You don't know what's going to happen. You know that locker room can be dysfunctional, and I don't think that Nick Foles is going to strive in a dysfunctional locker room. But it's yet to be seen. Another big name, Teddy Bridgewater. Where's he going to go in free agency? Is he going to return to New Orleans? I think it's a big possibility. He might return, take a few million and return to the Saints. They're going to have to pay him a lot. We'll see what happens. There's teams with needs. He might end up with the Giants. Seattle's a team to look out for. Seattle is a team to look out for. He could come in one year, sit behind Russell Wilson. There's some speculation going on in the radio talk world that maybe Russell Wilson doesn't want to play in Seattle much longer. So maybe Ted Bridgewater can go to Seattle in 2020. He can be their starter. Who knows? I could see him going to Houston, being the backup quarterback over there. Their quarterback may be injury prone, Deshaun Watkins. We'll see what happens. I could see him going to Tennessee as well, just in case Marcus Mariota doesn't work out. They'll have plan B in place. I could see him going to Cincinnati, backing up Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton has a bad 4 or 5 weeks. Then Teddy Bridgewater could be the starter. Carolina, I could see Teddy Bridgewater going to Carolina. They got a huge void at the backup quarterback position. Miami, of course, they need a starter. How about the Chargers? Teddy Bridgewater to the Chargers? I can see that happening. Phillip Rivers got 1, maybe 2 years left. We'll see. That brings me to Derek Carr. I don't know. I just believe that Derek Carr will be traded. Most recently, Washington is out because they acquired, or they're going to acquire, Case Keenum. The Jaguars look like they're going to be out on needing a quarterback because they're going to get Nick Foles. So that only leaves two teams, the New York Giants and the Miami Dolphins. Now, I got two scenarios that can happen. Okay. The New York Giants can trade their second round pick to the Raiders, and I think the Raiders will take it. It's 37 overall. You trade Derek Carr to the Giants, and the Raiders will receive 37 overall. Okay, so in my mock draft scenario earlier, I had the Raiders and 49ers trading the second and the fourth picks. So what would be compensation for that? I think the Niners could trade their second pick and their third round pick, number 67, to the Raiders, so the Raiders could have the number fourth, I'm sorry, number two pick, and the Raiders would get, I'm sorry, the 49ers would get the Raiders number four pick and the Raiders second round number 35 pick. So if the Raiders were to do that deal with the 49ers and then they traded Carr, they would essentially not be losing anything. So they could move up a couple spots and draft Dwayne Haskins, and then they could trade Carr and gain the Giants pick number 37. I think it'll be a win-win for the Giants, the Raiders, the 49ers. It'd be a win-win for all teams involved. All right. Thank you for listening to this podcast, the Speculation Sports podcast with Brandon C. You can follow me at Twitter at Brandon C. That's BrandonCEE. Send me any questions you got. Any you want to yell at me, you want to tell me that I'm dumb or whatever, go ahead, send that, shoot it to Twitter. Post a comment on whatever podcast platform you're listening to on, and I'll try to look and see if I can respond to that comment. That's all I got. There's a lot of news going on. I can talk all day on the NFL. Stay tuned. Listen to my past podcast. Listen to my next podcast. Anyway, thanks. See ya.